Southern California hospitals are in crisis, and some have begun to implement parts of crisis care.
Hospitals in Los Angeles are so overwhelmed with treating coronavirus infections, they've had to turn some patients away or expand triage areas, like Martin Luther King Jr. Community Hospital in South LA. It was so full, staff began treating patients in the gift shop and chapel over the weekend. Five other hospitals ran low on oxygen because of unprecedented demand. And officials are anticipating another surge on top of the current surge after New Year's celebrations. That's why state officials are extending the stay-at-home order for San Joaquin Valley and Southern California. Dr. Mark Galley is the state's Health and Human Services Secretary.
The hospitals that are under duress, that are in crisis already, will continue to see a high number of patients knocking on the door asking for care. Ambulances that still need to find a place to drop off a patient so they can get back into the field to support other patients who need care. So all of those trends tell me and give me continued concern that likely projections that in the middle of January, we will see a significant higher number of cases than we have today of individuals with COVID who need hospital level care.
The announcement comes as California reports more than 31,000 new cases and 242 deaths. But the numbers are likely to climb this week as labs and counties catch up their reporting from the holidays. Los Angeles County, which has 25% of California's 40 million residents, has about 40% of the state's deaths. The county is approaching a milestone 10,000 dead. On average, one person is dying every 10 to 15 minutes from the coronavirus, according to LA County data. It's gotten so bad, some hospitals are now weighing whether a treatment should be given to a patient if their survival rate is low. It's the beginning stage of rationing care, and that's forced state health officials to release crisis care guidance about how to best ration care when hospitals reach their breaking point. Kim McCoy-Wade is the director of the State Department of Aging.
Medical decisions cannot be based on age, race, disability, chronic medical conditions, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, ethnicity, national origin, language spoken, ability to pay, weight or size, socioeconomic status, insurance status, immigration status, incarceration status, housing status, past or future use of resources. What is the approach that California is taking and is recommended in our guidelines is that medical decisions primarily are grounded in the likelihood of surviving in the near term. That is the appropriate basis for these decisions. These other factors are not.
It's up to each hospital when to enter that crisis care stage. It's a stark contrast to hospitals in other parts of the state, like the Bay Area, where Dr. Galley says coronavirus hospitalizations are stabilizing. He says hospitals may be stable in parts of Southern California, too, but regionally, nearby hospitals are still overwhelmed. They've turned arenas and schools into makeshift hospitals and are now scrambling to staff them. Models used for planning show hospitalizations more than doubling in the next month, from about 20,000 to more than 50,000. But there is some good news. Dr. Galley says people who were dying of coronavirus early on in the pandemic are now surviving.
We've learned a lot. We've given ourselves time to learn not just from our own experiences, but experiences across the country and the globe, how to care for and successfully care for patients with COVID. People who had bad experiences and died early in the pandemic today are living. We must continue to work to make sure the hospitals have a chance to provide that care to all Californians who need it. Maybe you don't have access to the same level of resources. We want to do all that we can that we make sure patients in underserved, lower resource communities, places where hospitals are overwhelmed, that we give some of those patients, as many as possible, a chance to get care in areas that have capacity. Even though they're stretched, they may not be stretched as far. And making sure we work to do that with our hospital partners and other leaders is a top priority right now for California. And it's in play in Southern California in many, many ways today.
And there are two vaccines slowly rolling out across the state to vulnerable populations, starting with nursing homes. Governor Gavin Newsom expects 1.7 million vaccine doses to reach California by the end of the week. But until the surges go down, Galley's urging people to cancel their New Year's get-togethers and hunker down come New Year's Eve. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.